99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
So anyone in a career path probably started as an intern. You know, whether you were paid or not, you know, you were getting credit through your school to kind of learn the trade that you're thinking about doing for the rest of your life.
You and I started that way.
Yeah, yeah, as interns. So HBO Max Help Twitter account sent out a tweet that said, "We mistakenly sent out an empty test email to a portion of our HBO Max mailing list this evening. We apologize for the inconvenience." And as the jokes pile in, yes, it was the intern. No, really. And we're helping them through it. So in now, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what sort of email was sent out to HBO Max users? And all it was in the title of the email, integration test email number one. And then inside the body, it said, "This template is used by integration tests only, period." So that was it. Like, to me, I just see that and I delete it and I move on with my life. No harm, no foul, right?
Exactly. I mean, nothing scandalous there. I mean, there could be a myriad of way worse things that could have been in that email that went out to everyone.
Yeah, exactly. The intern could have written something like flippant or, you know, funny or something like that just as a test because that was what it was supposed to be, but instead send it out to their database. So instead of like, and honestly, like, we don't know if it was an actual intern or not. That's just what HBO Max, the Twitter account, is saying. So "Dear Intern" started trending because people started replying to that thread with, "Dear intern, here's what happened to me." So I'd love to hear some of your intern stories as when you were an intern working for free, learning the craft. Did you make a mistake? And what was the consequence? Like Cassie, this was one of the replies. She just writes, "Dear intern, I was using my desktop calendar to make a monthly note of when I started my menstrual period. But after several months, I realized I was making that note on a calendar I shared with all of my colleagues company-wide."
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, and I think about, you know, back when I was an intern and I was, you know, I interned for a news NBC affiliate when I was in college. I interned for an architecture firm. And I interned also at a radio station. You know, I did some things with the NBC affiliate, the television thing, that now as an intern, we would be like, no, we'll get in big trouble if we sent our intern out to literally cover an investigative journalism or an investigative report, you know, for the NBC affiliate. Like, it was me and a photographer. We went to this boarded up, broken down house and to get some B-roll. And he's like, "Yeah, we're doing this investigative reporting." I was like, "You want me to knock?" He's like, "Yeah, okay, sure." So I was like, I'm like knocking on this boarded up house, like trying to find this person. So anyways.
That doesn't sound safe. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, but it wasn't like a screw up. So I think about, all right, so as an intern, what did I do? So when I was interning for a radio station in Columbus, Ohio, we did a Groundhog Day bit where, like Punxsutawney Phil in Ohio, if you're from Ohio, you know, we have our own version called Buckeye Chuck. And so so Buckeye Chuck is a groundhog. That same deal, you know, on Groundhog Day, you find out whether or not Buckeye Chuck sees his shadow, et cetera. Apparently going to Pennsylvania. Well, there's the whole, like, you know, Steelers, Browns thing that people hate each other from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania hates Ohio, all that stuff. So whatever.
Oh,
so
gosh.
We don't want to go over to Pennsylvania and they don't want to come over.
I was
going
to say, did Chuck ever get invited to the big dance?
No. So anyways, so I was going up to wherever, some small town, Ohio, to interview Buckeye Chuck, right? I'm driving the station vehicle. Which is one of those, like, vans, like those windowless white vans that just has the station decals on it. And I
was just sketch too when you think about it.
Right. And so I'm already late because I'm an intern and I have no idea and concept of time. And they're like, yeah, we want to do this bit at 7:30. I'm like, yeah, 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 7:30. Okay, I got it. I got it. You know, and I don't even leave my apartment until like 7:15.
Oh, wow.
And this is small town Ohio, so it's like 45 minutes away, and I am speeding. I'm going like 100 miles an hour in this.
Oh my gosh, in the station vehicle?
Yeah, in the station vehicle. I'm an intern, keep in mind. I'm an intern.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I get pulled over. And so, get a ticket, get pulled over, miss the bit. I mean, it was like I thought I was going to get fired. But anyways, that was one of the ways that I messed up.
That is epic.
As an
intern. Also makes a lot of sense with some of the things that have happened that along have happened, the way.
Right, exactly. So I want to pause here, but I want to take some of your I screwed up as an intern story. Like Roxanne, I see your text. We'll get to that. Lexi and more on the way. Hang on. I'll say with this Twitter thread that we've tweeted out at Ben and Kelly Show, one of the most promising things of these intern screw up stories that are being shared because of an HBO Max intern that sent out some, you know, email accidentally to their database and beyond, is that a lot of people are defending the intern and like, yo, it's not the intern's fault. There was a lack of training. There were systems that weren't in place that allowed this to happen. And so a lot of people are kind of turning the spotlight back on HBO Max going, hey, you know what? You found a flaw in your system. So instead of throwing the intern under the bus, why don't you fix it? You know, type of thing.
Exactly. But you know what? Nothing scandalous was, you know, sent out in the email. It was just like kind of an MD like form. And there you go. But some of the replies have been pretty spectacular. Like, if you think that's bad, listen to this. One said, I once didn't recognize the then Vice President George H.W. Bush and almost didn't let him into a meeting in the cabinet room of the White House where he worked.
You're like, no, you're not allowed in. Like,
I don't think you're authorized, sir.
That's one of those, do you know who I am sort of moments for sure. Speaking of presidents, even a famous Monica Lewinsky, a famous intern from the 90s who got a certain President Clinton, in trouble there. She even weighed in with a couple words of wisdom just saying, it gets better.
Bless her heart.
Right.
Wow.
Another reply that said, dear intern, I once globally took down Spotify. It almost happened twice. My team was awesome and I'm still here. And you managed to find something broken in the way integration tests are done. It's a good thing and will help improve things. So good luck. So see, there was a good reply there. But
you know what? The intern's the real hero in this.
Right. Roxanne, she texted us and said, I am a draftsman. When I was an intern, I had a hard time figuring out how to print. I kept printing everything to the largest printer in the office. To put it in perspective, I was supposed to like print a normal, simple letter size, like an 8.5 by 11 document. Instead, I was printing 24-inch by 36-inch sheets.
Oh, gosh.
I did it so often, my boss almost made me buy a whole roll of paper for the printer. That's funny.
That's pretty great. And then we got another one from Lexi. I was an intern. My fellow intern had to set off the alarm to shelter in place for a tornado, but he flipped the fire evacuation switch instead, sending everyone outside for a tornado.
Oh, outside.
Oh, my God.
During a tornado, probably not the best place to be.
That is not good. That is not where you're supposed to be.
Whoops. Yeah. And so I think it's just funny because, you know, it's a part of learning the job. It's a part of growing into your field is the internship, and it's kind of like a rite of passage, but I love all of the people who are sharing their own like dear intern stories.
The worst thing that I ever did, and I guess I was a part-timer. I wasn't technically an intern, but mm-hmm. I was doing the morning show when I was in college at Purdue. I was a partner on a show. My partner was Rick Mummy. And I had to read the news. And so I was reading the news about something that had to do with an airplane. And I had to say the word cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
But I said cockpick instead. And so he immediately didn't miss a beat and said, is that some sort of new personal hygiene item that I'm unaware of? And I just lost it, couldn't recover.
Right.
Just, you know, sometimes words are hard.
They are. They are for sure. So, yeah, if you want to share, the thread is up at Ben and Kelly Show, or you can always text 502-571-9970.